and the following address were part of the YouTube-streamed worship service from St. Paul's Lutheran Church, Box Hill, Victoria, Australia, on the 19th of April 2026. For more information, visit www.stpaulsboxhill.org.au.
Gospel according to Luke chapter 24. My address will be based on this reading. Now on that same day, that is the day of resurrection, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them. But their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are you discussing with each other while you walk along?" They stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place there in these days?" He asked them, "What things?" They replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it's now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some women of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find his body, they came back and told us that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see him. Then he said to them, 'Oh, how foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets had declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter his glory?' Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them the things about himself in the scriptures. As they came near the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he were going on. But they urged him strongly, 'Stay with us, because it's almost evening and the day is now nearly over.' So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed it and broke it and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?' That same hour, they got up and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and their companions gathered together. They were saying, 'The Lord has risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon.' Then they told them what had happened on the road, and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Christ.
Let's pray. Come also to us, risen Lord Jesus, by your Spirit, to open our hearts, open our eyes, the Spirit, the eyes of our hearts, and that our hearts might burn within us too as you are with us. Prepare our spiritual feet to go. In your name we pray. Amen. Feet, we need them, those of us that are still able to use them well. Many of you will know that I've been complaining for a number of months now as I've been going through some treatment that I've got neuropathy in my feet. and I get a bit of a leg ache. And at the end of some days, it's like my feet are like just stone or cement things that are going absolutely nowhere. Heavy, and they dragged me very, very slowly around the place, but even more so, they would drag my heart down. I'd get a little bit depressed by it all, I have to say. I reckon each of us knows what it is to be downcast. Sometimes in life to be heavy burdened, stuck. This past week, as a community of faith, a village of faith, as Pastor Sue and I sometimes refer to us at St. Paul's, together we received the news of the deaths of two people, two dear Peters, Peter Leslie and Peter Westhorpe. And the passing of Peter Westhorpe so soon after we heard the news of Peter Leslie's death and the unexpected nature of it came as a shock for many people. A number of people commented on the depth of their grief, perhaps because of this in these days. And love has been poured out. Weighed down by grief, stuck in muddy grief, we can know that in our lives of faith. And so it was on the day of resurrection life for two disciples on the road to Emmaus. They were downcast, weren't they? They were going nowhere in their grief. They were in a real funk. Why? Well, as they'll tell Jesus as he joins them, Jesus, it's because of you. Not that they recognised him at the time. Jesus of Nazareth, they talked of. He was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people. And how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and they crucified him. And we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. And now it's the third day since these things took place. What hope have we got? They'd put their hope in this Jesus, but now he was gone. Where are you, Jesus? Have you ever been down and wondered that? Have you ever said it? In your grief, have you ever yelled it at God? Perhaps through incessant sobbing, God, where are you? Maybe that was the way it was for those disciples, Cleopas and the other one who's not named on the day of resurrection. They are downcast. They are grief stuck. They don't understand. And it is to disciples such as this that Jesus comes. Jesus comes on the day of new life. Jesus comes and does something so amazing, so wonderful, so gracious, that their cement spiritual legs and their heavy laden hearts are about to be miraculously brought to life. What's the very first act of the resurrected God for people in need? As we look at Luke 24, was one of my questions. Well, listen in again. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them. Doesn't sound all that miraculous, does it? They stood still looking sand, and that's where Jesus comes to his people. Where they are, heads bowed down, Jesus himself came near. The same word who became truly human flesh. You know, we inscribe it into this wall. When we come to the Lord's table, we see these words. The word became flesh and dwells among us. This same word who suffered and died and who was raised to new life comes to dwell among people who are doing it tough. And today the same. If you're burdened and struggling, Jesus is here. Luke reinforces that Jesus drew near to them and went with them. On the day of your baptism, Jesus promised you, I am with you always. On the 9th of March 1946, this was his promise to Peter Leslie. On the 11th of January 1948, this was his promise to Peter Westhorpe. I am with you, and I'm with you to the very end. And for those of you who grieve and struggle today, this is the God's same promise for you in Christ. I personally love the saying, Jesus walks with you, and I sometimes say it to people. I sometimes sign off my emails, Jesus walks with you. It reminds me of this journey on the day of resurrection for people who are doing it tough, and how that intersects with my baptism day on May 20, 1962, that Jesus makes that promise and Jesus carries out that promise, that God is indeed gracious. God does not leave me or forsake me. God in Christ Jesus walks the walk of life with me, and especially when I'm wobbly, grief-stricken, stuck to the spot with cement spiritual legs. And like these two on the road to Emmaus, Jesus does not give up on me or you when we are slow of mind. But rather, he calls you and I to walk with him and to listen as he speaks. Lifelong listening to Jesus is your call and mine as his disciples. And he says, wasn't it necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them the things about himself in all the scriptures. He calls you and me on life's journey to learn of him, to hear his voice, and to receive his life for us. Jesus helps me to move on, to walk with him by teaching me and by being the gospel with me and for me. And he goes to where I live. He went with those disciples, didn't he? As they came near the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he were going on. But they urged him strongly, stay with us. Invite him into your place too. Stay with us, because it's almost evening and the day is nearly over. So he went in to stay with them. And when he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. Our risen Lord comes to where we are in our homes, in our church home, to serve us. He serves us at his table with the bread of life, with his true body and blood for our sure forgiveness and life. On other occasions, we'll read that the risen Lord comes to disciples frozen to the spot in a room and brings peace through his forgiving presence. And he sends them to bring that same forgiveness and peace, just as Pastor Sue proclaimed to us last Sunday. Our risen Lord comes to Peter, the disciple, who denied knowing him in the Maundy Thursday courtyard. And he restores him by his presence. And he sends him with the command, feed my sheep. The risen Lord still comes today to disciples, to you and me. He comes to where they are and he sits and he stands with them. And he walks their walk. He walks the walk with you. He wants to teach you and feed you all the best stuff that you can ever receive and equip you with his bread of life. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed and broke it and gave it to them. And it was then that their eyes were opened and they recognized him and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, weren't our hearts burning within us while he was talking with us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us? That same hour, they got up and returned to Jerusalem and they found the 11 and their companions gathered together. They were saying, the Lord has risen indeed and he has appeared to Simon. And then they told what had happened on the road and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of bread. These disciples, who only a little earlier had been so downcast, stuck, heavy laden, now run with the freedom of new resurrection life all the way back to Jerusalem to share the good news with others. And we know that they're going as the day is nearly over and there are no street lights on the road from Emmaus back to Jerusalem, and yet they run. Jesus comes to where you are today, now, to your heart and mine. And it's there that he invites you to be with him. As he says in Matthew 11, come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me, he says, and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. The risen Lord breaks the heavy chains and bonds of death and grief and comes to pick us up in our struggles. By his presence, as his Spirit teaches us new life through the Word, in our worship, in the meal. So God changes people even like me and you. Sometimes when we seem to be without hope and stuck, to be people who run lightly to others with the good news of resurrection life. The final of our seven themes that we've been going through in the season of Lent that we didn't mention, the last one is that of outreach and engagement, particularly around engaging more deeply with the needs of our local area. 18 months ago, we talked about actively going out of the church instead of expecting people to come in. That's living the resurrected life, isn't it? Running to others with good news for them. It is, my dear friends in Christ, Jesus who walks with you. Jesus who himself wants to teach you. Jesus who hosts you and transforms you to run freely and lightly in the unforced rhythms of grace. And as we remember the two Peters and their witness to us in the funerals that will be held this week, I'm reminded of the words of the song I learned as a young person. It's called Dreams and Visions. As a dream, receive your history from the martyrs and the saints. Let their story be your story. Yours the laughter, yours the pain. We will rise. We will rise up on wings like eagles. Run and not be tired. Show us, risen Jesus, your dreams and visions. Warm our hearts with tongues of fire. Tongues of fire. You and me. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes our human understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in this Christ Jesus. Amen.